Okay, it's 2024 and I thought it'd be interesting to ask a bunch of you to send me in questions across social media, YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere else. Took a bunch of them. We got tons of questions. We decided to put them all down and picked a random set. I haven't seen these questions till now. The team's taken it, got it here, answered them as I read them. But before we go there, I'm going to make sure you hit subscribe, click on the bell icon. Come on, subscribe. Many of you don't do that. Do that, and we're going into the first question.
Welcome to Take a Pause with me, Varun Dugirala.
First question. Who are you? Important question. So, my name is Varun Dugirala. I come from Andhra Pradesh. Tried very long to finish an engineering degree, which I couldn't finish. Eventually set up a company called The Glitch in 2009, which I grew from two people in an apartment to hundreds and hundreds and close to 1,000 people over those 14 years. Sold the company, exited. I have also invested in multiple other companies. I'm building another company right now. And I also do content. I host over 700 podcasts. I've written a best-selling book. That's who I am. But you know who I really am? I'm a curious person who's also a dad. How does one build wealth in media and agencies? Okay, so I set up a company with my co-founder called The Glitch in 2009. We didn't have massive seed capital. We just had some savings from both of us. We put into the company and we built it over time. How we built wealth was that we kept building more and more services for our clients, which meant that we made more and more business. We built consistent business, so it grew. But the way you build wealth is you make profit. And you make profit by building enough services that people want. And in a service business, that's at the simplest level, that's what you need to do. And you need to look at the future and saying, what are the services they might need next year? What are services they might need 2 years down the line? What do they need right now? You build that. And as you become larger, you have a few options. One is you grow big enough and you make enough profit that you can start taking dividends out. And I know a lot of people who continue to own the agencies and the media companies they have, take dividends out. Or the other way is that you see if maybe an acquisition is an opportunity you have. We met many large networks who wanted us to become a part of their network. We chose one, which is WPP. We sold in 2018. I stayed in that business for another 5 years. You have the option of staying longer if you want. I decided to leave. But in selling that, because we were not a venture-backed business and we owned the equity of that business, we all generated a large size of wealth for ourselves. That's how you build and generate wealth within agencies. You either grow large enough that you make dividends, or you grow large enough that you get acquired and you make the wealth from that. Tomorrow is my birthday, my 22nd one. Any advice for life? Firstly, happy birthday. 22 is an amazing age to be in. You're just setting out into the world. There's so much opportunities to do. The only piece of advice I'd give you is that in your 20s, focusing on building skills is far more important than focusing on building financial wealth. Build financial security and learn skills. Learn as many skills as possible, preferably skills that you know will not go away tomorrow. So, for example, instead of learning how to code, understand logic first. Instead of learning how to edit, understand how videos are made, how they're structured as well. Understand the broader patterns. Understand the first principles. And then if you learn that in your 20s, they will serve you for the rest of your life. The stuff I learned in my 20s when I worked in television is still what I use today in creating my content. It's actually what helped me through my entire entrepreneurial journey. And it's actually helping me in my next venture as well, because I learned those first principles of content structuring and distribution and creation in my 20s. And you should do the same. Happy birthday again. I'm starting a new job. Any advice? If you're starting a new job or if you're going into an internship, the thing you really need to do is to realize that there's a three-step process to really set in. Number one is you actually listen. You observe and listen and look at how the company functions. Don't dive straight into it. It's like the company Chanel has this policy that senior executives who join need to just listen for the first 45 days and not talk in meetings. That's because if you notice how a company functions, you notice what its problems are, then you will be able to contribute better. The second thing you should really do is you should turn around and ask people, what are the problems they're facing? How can you contribute to the problems they have? What would they rather not do? And I, in the early part of my career, really kind of progressed because of that. Right? I turned to people saying, one second, I know this seems to be something you don't want to do. Can I take this off your plate? Can I do it? It helped me build better relationships with people I worked with. It also helped me get hands-on and do larger projects much faster than if I had just stuck to doing what was given to me. Third one, obvious but most important, work hard. Make sure you put those hours in, put that work in, don't clock in and clock out in the early part of your career. And even afterwards, the effort you can put in, the effort you actually drive into your work shows and builds your work ethic. And doing that is nothing compared to it. Would you choose material success or a well-rounded life? I don't think you have to choose between a well-rounded life and material success. The problem with outlier material success is that we all think that, oh, I need to have more and more and more. And more has no end. If you sit down and say, this is enough for me, and everything beyond that is a bonus, then you can actually have that material success and also have a well-rounded life because you have prioritized all four kinds of wealth. Because there are four kinds of wealth. The first kind of wealth is financial wealth. You build that money there. Second kind of wealth is, do you have health as wealth? You know, if you don't have the health to enjoy your money, then what's the point? The third one is, do you have social wealth? You know, do you have the right kind of relationships? Do you have the right kind of friendships? Do you have that social circle which will grow and as a community be with you as you get older in life? The fourth one is, do you have knowledge? You know, have you gotten wisdom? You know, something that really drives you as you learn more and more. If you focus on those four, you'll have a well-rounded life, but it also have outlier material success because the combination of those four really helps you drive that. What are the daily habits that helped you in 2023, which you want to continue, and bad habits which you want to stop in 2024? Fabulous question. What are my daily habits? The fact that I ensured I worked out for 5 days a week on average throughout the year last year. It's a habit I want to continue. It really drives me. The habit of meditating, which I've built, I really want to focus on and do. Even the habit of creating content every single day, which felt like pressure in 2021 and 22, but now feels something I really enjoy doing on a daily basis. These are all habits. Plus, putting my phone away when I'm with my kids and I'm with my friends as much as possible. That's more recent, that's the last few months. It really helps you be present for those you really care about and shows them that you're giving them importance and not that phone. The bad habits is interesting. I actually want to focus a lot more on my diet this year. I kind of let go of my diet for the last few months. Was eating random stuff. Also, festive season came up. So I really want to focus on my diet a lot more, be more disciplined with what I eat. Not enjoy food. I love food, but be more disciplined with that. And also, I want to make sure that this year, I look for confidence from within instead of seeking validation from outside. It's very easy as a creator or someone who is out there in the world to seek validation. This year, I'm actually seeking validation from inside. I'm very internally motivated, very internally centered right now. I'm going to continue this for the rest of the year. If you can't take a break from work due to limited resources, what are some simple things you can do to take care of yourself and reduce stress? Okay, most of us have packed lives. We can't always run off on holidays. We can't go off somewhere else. So what you should actually try and do is find rituals you can do in your everyday, which help you get that small break. And over time, those really help. My favorite ones, which I've built over the years, is that I start and end my day without a screen. I make sure that I have a wind down ritual in the end and I have a warm up ritual in the morning, which is basically I don't touch my phone as soon as I wake up. I actually have this thing where I drink warm water with lime in it. It just helps my throat and immunity. If I have the time, I meditate, but I don't pick up my phone for about an hour. Most days. My wind down is I actually again don't look at a screen for the last half an hour, 1 hour of the day. I read a book. I listen to some music, which is without lyrics. I kind of wind down and maybe, hang out with my wife Pooja, and just be a little bit stiller. I also do a night meditation and then go to bed. So morning and evening, morning and late night are the times you can really control it. During the day, if you are going to be, doing a meeting, taking a call, make sure you walk around. Try to get out a little bit more, walks are great. If you can meditate and find a spot to do that, please do that. Just plugging and listen to music really helps. Find things you can do in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and make sure you do them on a regular basis. That's how you take those breaks, and that's how you give your mind that sense of not getting burnt out and being overwhelmed. How has your perspective changed on resolutions and New Year's over the course of your life? So I've never said resolutions. I've never said, you know, these are things I'm going to do as soon as it becomes the new year. But what I've actually realized is it's a great point for reflection rather than resolution. At the end of every year, I sit down, reflect on the year that's gone by. I learned something very interesting the other day, which is basically sit down and look at your phone, you know, camera roll, and look at all the photos through the year and think of what your highlights of the year were basis those. It's a great way to look back at that 1 year that has gone by. And I think that's a better thing to do, which is reflection rather than looking forward and seeing resolution, because we'll always set goals. We always set things we want to do. But look back and say, this is what I've actually been through. And this is what I really look at the highlights of my last 1 year. Actually make you feel a lot better. And I think you move forward towards those goals or resolutions in a far better way. Business or content creation, which one do you resonate more with and why? So here's the thing. I enjoy building businesses, but I also enjoy being the person driving the content within those businesses. Every single business I have built has had a content component to it, which I have helped drive. So the thing is, I am a business person who creates content. So I can get to do both. And so I've never faced this problem. But if I had to choose one, like what would I do for no money? Is I'd create content. So I guess content creation. But also I love building businesses, because businesses drive so much value, not just for yourself, but actually essentially for so many more people who are a part of it and your consumers as well. But if I had to pick one, I'd pick content creation. What are you working on and what is your role in Emomi? So Emomi is the company which I am helping build now. I have 3 more co-founders, and all 4 of us are really building this company from a very strong point of purpose, which is that we want to build a learning ecosystem that gives tools to parents and educators to bring up more emotionally intelligent future adults. It's for kids to learn how to be more emotionally intelligent, to raise their EQ, raise their understanding of that, so they can truly be the right kind of leaders we need for the future. So that's what I'm working on. I'm driving the entire content and media part of the business, and as I always have, and across all the businesses I've been a part of. And super excited, because this feels like one of the most purposeful things I have done in my life so far. Also, it's fun to do stuff for kids. How do I harmoniously work with the team reporting to me, who have different approaches, new ways of working? Okay, so a team is generally built of diverse individuals. And there are a few things you can do. Is if you turn to people and say they have the option to have an opinion, they can feel safe to voice an opinion, even if it might not be what you have or other people in the team have, then that's a good way to be, because everyone's very open, everyone's being transparent, not holding things in. The second thing you can actually do is teach them one thing, which I was reading this piece by Jeff Bezos, and he talks about disagree and commit, which is that you can be in a team and you can disagree with what is being decided, but you're committing that if everybody's agreed to this, I'm commit to give my full effort to it, right? You give them the ability to disagree and commit. The third thing is to always make it open that you are not doing criticisms in corners. You are not shaming people publicly. That everything is a way for people to progress forward rather than push them down. That's how leaders are built. You know, leaders don't want to, you know, don't have to make leaders someone who's an authority figure. Make leaders someone who people can understand, who people can relate with, and who know that they make the place you're working in a safe space, but a certain level of direction and focus. That's how we do it. I love this question. Do you like yourself and why? Do I like myself every day? Maybe not. Do I like myself most of the time? Yes, I do. I think I like myself for one fundamental reason. I entertain myself. I have always been a person. You put me alone in a room, leave me by myself, I'll find a way to entertain myself and make myself laugh. If you actually make someone laugh, they will like you. Because I make myself laugh, I like me. how can you improve your communication skills? Share any tips. Okay. There are multiple forms of communication which we can all do. Some things we're good at, some things we're not, some things we're more confident about, some things we're not. Some people can maybe write better, others can maybe talk better. The way to start is to start with what you're most comfortable with and most confident about. If it's not English, for instance, if you're more fluent in Hindi or any other language, start with that. Build that confidence with that language and, you know, have pride in what you are confident about and build on top of that. The only way to kind of build communication is to do a bunch of things, right? I would say there were three things to do. Number one, constantly observe people who you admire and see how they communicate, how they say, learn those smaller pieces. Like for me to be a podcaster, I was kept learning about listening to people and watching them and seeing what are the things that they say, they do to be the kind of host that they are. The second thing you should really do is to look around and say that, okay, what are the things that I want to sound like? How do I bring myself to that? I always wanted to talk slower. I talk really fast before. So I practiced that. Sit in front of a mic, sit in front of a mirror and just practice again and again. The more you do it, the more you will learn and you will really progress. Third one, most important one, is remember that a communication skill is built over time. So don't put the pressure of it on yourself. Don't push yourself down. Don't give in to criticism. Say it like you mean it. I remember a while ago, I was at corporate tech office and this young boy came up to me and there were a bunch of these, you know, engineering students who had come from across the country and I was part of a boot camp that was happening. And I saw him waiting to talk to us, right? He waited, he came and sat down and then he spoke so fluently, but he spoke in a way that I know he had spent time practicing it, which meant that, and he was confident. Even if he fumbled, he still had a smile on his face. Even when I know that he was struggling with a certain word, I knew that he said that with such confidence that I didn't even care if he didn't say it right or pronounce it right. So you actually spend time and build that confidence within you because you've practiced so much that you know you are doing your best. You're not doing even like 80% effort. You're doing that 95-100% effort. That's when you can really learn how to communicate. So I would say these are three ways for you to build better communication skills. What's your comfort film? I have a few comfort films. All of them are desi. I have rewatched a Telugu movie called Ala Vaikunthapuramlo, I would say about 20 plus times. I can still see it again now. I think I've seen Zindagi Na Milegi Dubara too many times. And I would say that's another comfort film for me. And what else have I rewatched? I actually rewatched a bunch of documentaries again and again. I rewatched The Defiant Ones. And I'm actually rewatching this documentary right now, which might become my comfort series after a while, which is The Secret of the Blue Zones, which is how you can live to 100. What's your favorite book of 2023? My favorite book of 2023 is this book called The Creative Act by Rick Rubin. It's a book I go back to very often. It is, I would say, almost like a Bible for creative individuals that need to have. Rick Rubin is arguably one of the most interesting and fabulous, you know, producers in music in the world. And he's written this for people. And he basically says that every person is a creative person, but you need to channel that in everything you do. And it's a great book to read. The audiobook actually is even better, but they're both fabulous. How can I achieve my goals if I don't have the resources or support? Not everyone has the support or the resources they need to achieve something they want. But that means that your timeline might be longer. That means your struggle might be longer. That means you shouldn't be impatient. You should say, okay, what can I do right now? What is under my control right now? What can I do with what I have right now to slowly move towards that goal? It might take you longer, but the effort will be yours. And that's how we do it. And you shouldn't get clouded by how much faster other people are doing things, how much faster people are achieving things. Don't let that push you down and really focus on what you can do right now with what you have control over. That's the only way to do it. What is discipline to you? I love this question. I'm not a disciplined person. I'm learning to be disciplined. But I feel discipline is you turning to yourself and saying, I'm making sure I make the best use of my time, not to do more in my time, but to do what is necessary in my time. If you don't have a system, if you don't have a process for your day and for your life, what happens is you spend your time doing a lot of things which you shouldn't be spending your time doing. Not because they're a waste of time, but because they're a waste of your energy. You would rather spend it doing things that are more valuable, like, you know, spend time with people you love and doing things that give you joy and things that build you wealth. And you go after shiny objects if you don't have a process. Almost a set of laws and rules that you follow that ensure that you are focused in what you're working towards. And I think the simplest line to figure out if you are disciplined or not is this line. It says, is this essential? If something is essential, it is a part of your process. If it's not, it's not. And you put that line there and don't move ahead. That's all the responses I had to all your questions. There are many more questions, but thoda lamba ho gaya episode, so I thought I will leave that for another time. But before you go, if you lasted this long, drop in more questions you have in the comments and we might do more of these episodes. Should we do more episodes like this? Do you want to ask more questions? Should I do a live stream? Let me know in the comments and we might just do it. But come back for more conversation podcast episodes. Also more of this in the weeks to come. Chale yaar, bahut ho gaya. Go, bye.